This is ABC News. Marianne Williamson is ending her 2024 presidential campaign. The author got 4% of the vote in New Hampshire's Democratic primary. Williamson also made a presidential run in 2020. Prince William, the heir to the throne, stepping back into the limelight after his father's cancer diagnosis and his wife's surgery.
Addressing the audience at the charity event, the prince joked,
"It's fair to say the past few weeks have had a rather medical focus. So I thought I'd come to an air ambulance function to get away from it all. But seriously, we gather tonight to help as many people as possible."
William temporarily stepped away from public duties last month to help care for his wife Kate and their three young children following her operation for an undisclosed condition. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
A volcano erupted in Iceland for the third time since December, the eruption triggering an evacuation of the Blue Lagoon Spa, one of the nation's biggest tourist attractions. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
$3,000 to fix my transmission?
$5,000 to replace the engine?
You can't avoid breakdowns, but with Coverage X, no more ridiculous repair bills. Transmission, engine, electronics, Coverage X's vehicle protection plan has you covered with budget-friendly, flexible month-to-month plans. Call 800-875-9695 or CoverageX.com. With Coverage X, unavoidable, unaffordable car repair bills are covered. Visit CoverageX.com or 800-875-9695. 800-875-9695.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
You're listening to 100.9 WZUS-FM Macon, Decatur. We're always first with the news and talk of Decatur. News Radio 101 FM.
Each day we take a moment to honor our country, those who have served in our military, and our first responders with the National Anthem. Thank you from the Cromwell Radio Group.
The National Anthem on News Radio 101 FM is brought to you by Zancha's Guns and Ammo in Lovington. 217-873-6567. Online at zanchasguns.com.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so
Jeff Nally with a market update on the Cromwell Ag Radio Network. This look at markets brought to you by Rural King, America's farm and home store. Well, the Department of Agriculture's supply-demand report for the month shows the corn carry at 2.17 billion bushels. The trade thought it would be a bit lower. For soybeans, the carry goes from 280 last month at a trade expectation at 282 to 315 million bushels, a number that certainly will draw attention and adds to the bearish scenario in the soybean complex. For the world, the carry for the globe for corn goes from 325 to 322, soybeans from 114.6 up to 116 million metric tons, and the wheat carry for the globe at 260 in January is now at 259.4. With Brazil, the Department of Agriculture lowered the corn forecast, January at 127 million metric tons and now to 124, and the 157 for soybeans in January falls to 156. Neither corn nor soy forecast for Argentina showed any change from last month. The result for the market now is corn futures a fraction to a penny up, the March at 435 and a quarter. Soybeans from a penny and a quarter down to a penny and a quarter higher, March at 1189 and a quarter. I'm Jeff Nally.
Huff Lumber and Home Specialties. Who says you can't have it all?
Update your home with beautiful cabinets from Dura Supreme. Our complimentary custom design includes pricing and renderings to keep you in budget. And with a broad selection of woods and colors to choose from, you can have it all.
Huff Lumber and Home Specialties. Who says you can't have it all?
Check out the America's Talking Podcast, a show featuring thoughtful conversations with host Austin Berg and guests that range from opioid epidemic expert Dr. Lemke.
What are the best predictors of a person's ability or likelihood of success in overcoming an addiction?
Really interesting question. I mean, it's a combination of the biopsychosocial aspects that make up the disease of addiction in the first place. Biology speaks to the sort of inborn or innate vulnerability to addiction that that person has in their DNA. What's their genetic load?
To stand-up comedian Mark Normand.
For me, it was a couple things. I was finally getting some heat. I opened for Seinfeld. I did Joe Rogan. I had a Tonight Show come out. I was like cooking. And then the COVID hit. I was selling tickets for the first time in my life.
Listen to the America's Talking Podcast at americastalking.com or wherever you get your podcast.
The Ramsey Show.
So I am 20 years old, straight out of high school. I moved to Phoenix, Arizona to start my own business selling furniture.
What does selling furniture look like?
So I go around picking it up, clean it up, take really good pictures and sell it. I'll probably do about 100 grand this year. Net.
Wow. Some of you are standing around with your finger in your ear. And then you got a 20-year-old with a high school education that's making 100 grand flipping used furniture.
He's laughing all the way to the bank.
The Ramsey Show, weekday afternoons on News Radio 101 FM.
The lone voice of original ideas. Hey, it must be your voice. Call the show now. News Radio 101 WZUS.
News Radio 101 FM. It is 56 degrees at 12:09 Decatur today. Up and running on this Thursday, and it is a very special Thursday as it is our Law Enforcement Torch Run Polar Plunge Special Olympics Illinois Takeover Show. It's a mouthful. We're just going to call it the Special Olympics Takeover Show, encouraging you to sign up and get ready to plunge for a great cause. The Decatur Polar Plunge coming up March 2nd at Lake Decatur, and it's going to be a blast. It's at the beach house on the Lake Decatur Beach. Registration gets underway at 10, but we want you to sign up now. So go to plungeillinois.com, click on locations at the top, and then just look at the little map. We're right there in the center of it. Click on that. It'll take you to the Decatur page. Sign up because we want to see you. And Dana wants to see you too.
Definitely.
Dana Floyd is not only a Special Olympics coach. What is your official title with the Park District?
SRA Senior Center Recreational Supervisor.
Big title, just like most of us have these days, right?
For real.
Means, in other words, it's a lot of stuff and everything. You're responsible for everything.
Seniors and special rec.
There you go.
That's my go-to. Yep.
Dana and I have known each other for many years, but it's because obviously, as I've said, I have a special needs son, and he's been involved in Park District programs throughout all of his life, and he'll be 29 at the end of May, but he's also heavily engaged in your special recreation program, which Dana oversees. We were just talking off the air. You have been involved with folks with special needs for a very long time, haven't you?
Let's say that's been my career, 42 years. I've worked with special needs in living situations, working situations, and activities now. So I've been in about every way to take care of them and hang out with them. And it became my passion when I was very young, and I've stayed with it now. And see, I got 42 years under my belt.
Man, that's great because.
It makes me proud.
Oh, it absolutely should. It absolutely should. You should absolutely be proud of what you do on a daily basis because, like I said, time and time again, these individuals are some of the purest people you ever met in your entire life.
Definitely.
And you see it on a regular basis, don't you?
Every day.
I mean, because they're not judgmental. And that can be disconcerting too sometimes.
Very much so.
Not everybody out there is looking for good in someone. But these individuals do. And because they don't know strangers. They don't have preconceived notions about people. People are people. And, you know, they just want to be treated the same way, they want to treat them.
Does.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's like I said, when I get around and see people that start getting engaged with these people, they want to do it more and more and more, right?
Once you get started, it's a pretty hard program to turn around and walk away because the rewards that you get for being with them, the hugs, the loves, the thank yous, the looks on their faces of just knowing they have friends that are talking to them and treating them the same and having fun just like everybody else wants to do. And that's all they're really, that's all that, you know, that it is. I mean, they are, when I started 42 years ago, we weren't out and about, doing things as much as we are now. And it should have been like that 42 years ago, but unfortunately it was not. But the growth that it has made over my career, what we do and the places we go, and it's just, there's nothing I can say except it's one rewarding job.
It's got to be without a question because, and you touched on something very important there. And I've had actually similar conversations with Tim Mackin from the Macon County Mental Health Board. You know, there has been a sea change in how special needs individuals are viewed. In the world today.
Very much so.
Because they are just as capable as anybody else. You just got to find their niche.
That's a fact. That is a fact, Jeff. That's what it said. It's they need to be giving the same chance. You know, and let them do what they want to pick and choose and do.
And you know, what's really funny, I notice, especially amongst the younger generations, they tend to gravitate toward people with special needs. I remember when my son was growing up and going through school, his classmates looked out for him.
Yes.
And when they would change schools, when they got to be different ages, a lot of the same kids were in the same school, but they would look out for those individuals as well.
Yes. And and I look really far back now, like when I was in school, which was, say, many, many years ago.
Just like me.
And they weren't even in our school. They, went to a special school for them, and now they're incorporating them in schools like they should be. And the opportunities they're given now is just, it's amazing. It is. I just can't say enough good things.
Well, it's amazing that we've seen this kind of over the years of our lives, the evolution of this. And to that end, Special Olympics has played a very large role in this as well, too, right?
Oh, totally. Oh, most definitely, yes.
How many, I know you coach bowling. What else do you coach?
For the Park District right now, we do basketball skills competition, which we just had, 2 weeks ago, and we have two going to state in that for, say it's basketball skills.
Bravo.
So dribbling, a spot on the wall, shooting baskets. It's just your skills and not a team for those that don't, well, you know, want to run up and down the court or not able to run up and down the court.
Right.
We are started our bowling season, and then in March we'll start practice for track and field.
It's going to be a busy, busy time.
And we used to actually, my favorite, we don't do anymore because we don't have the participation that we had, but was snowshoeing. Snowshoeing
really?
Used to be big.
Really?
We go to Galena up to Chestnut Mountain for 4 days. I've made many trips to Galena with my athletes to snowshoe.
I didn't know that that was actually one of the competitions,
yes,
to tell you
is.
The truth.
It is.
Well, it's kind of a bummer that we don't have that out here because Rock Springs would be a great training site
well,
for that.
Well, you know, out at the Scoville
or
Park
out at Scoville
West
too.
Activity Center.
Yes.
I've got some hills.
Exactly. I apologize. Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. Duh.
I got to talk about it, too. But, no, we've got – and that's where they come for their recreational activities as well, unless they're out-of-house activities.
Right.
So, yeah, so we can practice right there we're located.
And the Scoville Recreation Area, and obviously it's going to be undergoing a large change.
Big change.
Big change. With the grant money that's flowing in, and which is awesome. Because you really has become a kind of a tight fit out there with all the great programming you guys are offering out there. That's got to be exciting, though.
But something that I have seen, which has really, really made it so much more special out there, is Heart and Soul Choir, our special needs choir. They practice out there, and we do a show a couple times a year. And then they come in through, you know, the area where they might be playing cards or, you know, for the next activity. And our seniors have just absolutely taken to the kids that are coming out. They're not kids, they're adults.
Right.
They're my kids.
But I mean,
they're my kids.
I know. I do that too.
And the seniors and their relationship with them has grown so much.
Really?
It's been amazing too. You know, there's some of them are like, I didn't know there was so much talent in their voices, and you know, so it's been a very positive move out there with that.
I was out there for the Christmas performance, mm-hmm. ahead of the Christmas luncheon, mm-hmm. And where the Heart and Soul
yes,
Choir
they came
performed
to perform for the seniors.
And it was just, and everybody was just had huge smiles. It is a great offering, but you also have regular weekly activities for the individuals as well.
Yeah,
too, right?
Tonight we're playing bingo and having La Gondola to eat.
See?
And last night was our monthly Casey Hall dance. We do a dance with DJ David Lee, who's been doing that as long as I have been. And it's the first Wednesday of every month, $5 to get in, and we serve snacks and drinks, and then they just dance the night away.
How important is, an event like the Polar Plunge to, you know, your organization to make sure these individuals are able to still compete?
Oh, Special Olympics is a big part of, I think, should be of everyone's life. They go out, they practice like everyone else does. They compete just like everyone else. They have to win, you know, there's sportsmanship involved. Winning and losing is involved because you're not going to win every, you know, event that you compete in. So not just the competition and the fun part of it, but there's a learning for them in there as well, too. Say support the other athletes and congratulate your friends when they win. And so I think Special Olympics is a very, very huge part of.
I think back to the different competitions my son has been in, and now he's on the bowling team, mm-hmm. with the Park District, mm-hmm. as well.
And I'm working on him for track and field.
You keep working on him on that. He's going to be 29. He's got a little stubborn in his old age. The one thing that especially, like I said last hour, when we were up in Champaign for the competitions, mm-hmm. up there, mm-hmm. last April, it really is something special to sit and watch the competitors all compete, because even though, yes, it is a competition, they're all rooting each other on. They're all supporting each
yes,
other.
Yes, totally.
And it's got to be just pure satisfaction for the adults.
And the volunteers, too. You know, the volunteers that come in and help with those sporting events, too. The encouragement that they show and they give, and it may be a first time for some of these. At basketball skills, it was ran to a high school.
Right.
And they were over the top amazing with our kids. I mean, the encouragement and the closeness that you could see the bonds being made just in a 2-hour period of time, you know. So, and if you've never been to a Special Olympics event, you should go, and you're going to be rewarded just by the look on their faces when they're competing and when they get their awards. It makes it all worth it.
And that kind of gets back to what I was talking about before with, you know, the younger generations who, you know, who also, a lot, much like these Special Olympics athletes and these special needs individuals, they come at it with no preconceived notions. I mean, they come very open-minded.
Yes.
And then they just jump in and get all of the way on board.
And I will tell you, and our special needs population, they absolutely love the interaction with those, the younger, I mean the older too, but the younger ones coming into them is just like, wow, they're coming to watch us and to be with us and support us. And it's huge. It's
because I think a lot of times, you know, they realize they know they're different in a way from other individuals.
Correct.
And sometimes they can feel isolated.
Mm-hmm.
But having that social engagement, having that social interaction is so key for these people and I think that's what's great about it, especially when there are others out there that are so open and welcoming.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, and then those ones who kind of get involved for the first time that really, really get into it.
Yes.
Because it is almost addictive.
It is. I agree with you 100%, Jeff. It is. It really is addicting.
Well, I'll tell you what. What's up next for the special recreation program out there at the Park District? Just all kinds of activities coming up as always?
We do. Let's see. Next week, we haven't been able to get out a lot and do any out-of-house activities, but we're working on that. So we have 2 out-of-house activities coming up. One next week, we call it Lunch Bunch, and we're going to go to Cracker Barrel for lunch.
Nice.
And then the next week, we're going to do bowling and pizza, and they'll have their pizza there at the bowling alley. So we'll bowl a couple games, have pizza, and they won't be at Scoville for this time, so it's going to be nice too.
And the warmer weather's coming, and definitely. You know, you guys will definitely have all kinds of outside stuff going on, because I know you guys will go out to Splash Cove.
Yes.
And you guys do all kinds of different things.
And so, we plan to continue all of that.
Well, I'll tell you what, if folks want to find out how to come on board as far as getting involved with the special recreation program, how do they find out more information?
They can contact me out at Scoville Park West. I can phone number.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, it's 217-429-7750. And we do have senior services out there as well. So when you do call, don't think you're calling the wrong place. Just ask if you can talk with Dana, and they'll get you through to me. And then,
you'll take good care of them.
And talking about that, we really need plungers to come join our team too.
Well, there you go. Because you're trying to put 100 plungers out there in honor of the 100th anniversary of the Park District.
That is
right?
Correct.
So if they want to register for join up on your team, just call out there and ask for you.
Call and ask for me, or they can go online. And our team name is Celebrate. Because we're celebrating Special Olympics and we're celebrating the Decatur Park District's 100 year anniversary. And we are trying really, really hard to reach 100 plungers. I think we're close to being about halfway.
Awesome.
And, a t-shirt. I can't spoil the costumes because I really get into making the costumes. I've got some favorites but this year, since we are going for 100, I'm not taking on the task of 100. Our costume will be a certain t-shirt and some headgear, but that will all be provided by me for you.
Awesome. Decatur-parks.org is the website. And again, the phone number out there at Scoville.
217-429-7750 and ask for Dana.
Dana Floyd. Always a pleasure catching up, my friend. I'm sure I'll see you soon.
Thank you, Jeff.
It is our Special Olympics Torch Run Polar Plunge Takeover Show on Decatur Today on News Radio 101 FM. Go to plungeillinois.com. You still have time if you want to stop down here at the studios in downtown Decatur, make a donation, maybe sign up to register to plunge. You can do that here as well. Plungeillinois.com is the website. And again, you can look for the Park District team on there. Let's look for Celebrate, right?
Celebrate.
There you go. We'll have more Decatur later today coming up on News Radio 101 FM. It is currently 12:25 and 56 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Check out the America's Talking Podcast, a show featuring thoughtful conversations with host Austin Berg and guests that range from opioid epidemic expert Dr. Lemke.
What are the best predictors of a person's ability or likelihood of success in overcoming an addiction?
Really interesting question. I mean, it's a combination of the biopsychosocial aspects that make up the disease of addiction in the first place. Biology speaks to the sort of inborn or innate vulnerability to addiction that that person has in their DNA. What's their genetic load?
To stand-up comedian Mark Normand.
For me, it was a couple things. I was finally getting some heat. I was out for Seinfeld. I did Joe Rogan. I had a Tonight Show come out. I was like cooking. And then the COVID hit. I was selling tickets for the first time in my life.
Listen to the America's Talking Podcast at americastalking.com or wherever you get your podcast.
Huff Lumber and Home Specialties is locally owned and has been in operation since 1880. Huff Lumber and Home Specialties offers personalized one-on-one consultation and design work for your home projects. They specialize in kitchen and bath remodels, closet remodels, windows and doors, decking, in addition to building materials and supplies. Huff Lumber and Home Specialties is open weekdays from 7 until 5. Contact an associate today to get your project started. Visit Huff Lumber and Home Specialties at Imboden and Route 51 in South Shores. Huff Lumber and Home Specialties, your remodel experts on any budget.
Space. You need it, I need it. But where do we get it? Well, those who are particular and appreciate getting the most for their hard-earned money go straight to the best. Coach House Garages. And you get a lot more than just space for your stuff. You benefit from increased property value, a nice accent to your home, and carpenter-built construction that's second to none. Go to CoachHouseGarages.com and find the extra space for your place.
More than just a garage.
More than just a garage.
It's a coach house.
It's Trish. Here's a look at what's happening about town. Teams of eight can get signed up right now online for the Decatur Area Arts Council's Trivia Night fundraiser. It's happening at RCC's Schilling Center Saturday, February 24th at 5:30 p.m. You can sign up online now at DecaturArts.org. Then get ready for a night of door prizes, raffles, games, drinks, and snacks. Stay up to date anytime at DecaturRadio.com. That's a look at what's happening about town.
PowerNet, an affordable wireless broadband solution from Shelby Electric Cooperative, offering speed so fast you'll stream. No, I said stream speed so fast you'll stream. To learn more about PowerNet, visit their website, www.pwr-net.coop. That's pwr-net.coop. Or call them today at 774-2323. That's 774-2323 to get speed so fast you'll stream. I give up.
Want peace of mind knowing you have power when the weather or other unforeseen situation knocks your power out? Call Shelby Energy Company today and talk to them about a Generac whole house generator. Also ask them about current incentives going on to include a monthly discount on your electric bill by signing up for the residential interruptible rate plan. Call Shelby Energy Company today, 774-2311. That's 774-2311. And have peace of mind with a Generac generator. Shelby Energy Company is the LP Gas subsidiary of Shelby Electric Cooperative.
The Dana Show.
I want you to have a full array of facts, no matter who you support, okay? I don't like all of them because it doesn't necessarily tickle my fancy for my particular preference. But again, that's not the point. You will not find this kind of honest breakdown anywhere else. Nowhere else. None of the big talkers are going to give it to you. None of the people on cable news are going to give it to you. But I'm going to give it to you because I don't care about keeping contact with any of these people.
The Dana Show, weekdays at 3 on News Radio 101. Brought to you by Zancha's Guns and Ammo. Online at ZanchasGuns.com.
Giving you something to talk about every day in Decatur. The power of information at 100.9 News Radio 101 WZUS.
News Radio 101 FM, 1229. 56 degrees in downtown Decatur. It's Decatur Today. Jeff Daly with you. Quick check of your forecast. Partly sunny skies and some clouds out there, too. A slight chance for some rain with a high near 60. Breezy conditions, too. Winds out of the south at 20 to 25. Gusts up around 40, though. So be careful if you're out and about on the roads. Partly cloudy, 47 tonight. Sunshine, 63 tomorrow. Saturday, sunny with a high of 47. Cooling off for Sunday as well. Sunny skies with a high of 43. Monday, chance of snow. I don't want to talk about that. Otherwise, sunny with a high of 38. Right now, 56 at the studios. It is our Law Enforcement Torch Run Polar Plunge Takeover Show for Special Olympics Illinois. PlungeIllinois.com is the website. Or again, as I mentioned, you can stop by the studios if you're in downtown Decatur. Swing by. You have until 1 o'clock to come by and either make a donation to Special Olympics, or you can sign up and register to plunge on March 2nd at Lake Decatur at the Beach House. Again, registration at the Beach House gets underway at 10. Plunging begins at high noon on Saturday, March 2nd. We want to see you out there. Good to visit with some more folks here in the studios on our Special Olympics Takeover Show. And Courtney, Adam, and Austin Traeger have joined us in the studios. Thanks so much for coming in, guys. Really appreciate you taking a couple of minutes.
Hello, how is everybody?
We're doing great. Thanks so much for coming in. Obviously, Austin is your Special Olympics athlete, right?
Yes, Austin is.
And what does Austin compete in?
Austin does track, and we just finished basketball and are about to start swimming.
Swimming, and I was talking about that with Judy Sturgill. I didn't realize there was a swimming program, and so now, and how is that going to work out?
So Austin will be doing a one-on-one lesson.
Okay.
Where they're teaching, Millikan students come over and help out, and they teach them different swimming skills. And then there's also a competitive team where they actually do compete and they make it to the summer games in swimming. So we'll just be doing the skills for right now and honing in on that, get some practice.
Getting used to the water can be a little bit of a challenge too sometimes. Obviously, you know, how long has he been involved in Special Olympics?
So this will be Austin's third year. We started right after he turned 8, which is the youngest that you can do that at. We were looking for something for him to be involved in sport-wise where, you know, he could participate without, you know, judgment or anything like that, and be able to try new things that he might not have the possibility to try.
And, and he's 10 now, so he's had a couple of years to get it under his belt. Where does he go to school at?
He goes to school in Mount Zion.
Okay.
Mount Zion. Yes,
Mount Zion.
Zion.
There you go. At MTZ.
His class is actually listening right now. So hi to Miss Conlin. Hi to Miss Conlin's class.
There you go. Yep. Step right up to that microphone. Say hi.
Conlin.
There we go. There it is. Obviously, you touched on a very key point. It's very important for Special Olympics athletes to get involved and get involved early, because it's key to keep the individuals engaged, but also it really helps further those social skills.
Absolutely. And it helps us as parents also to be able to interact with other parents who, you know, are going through some of the same things that we are and some of the same experiences. And some of those parents of the older children that are participating that can give us some advice sometimes, you know.
it can be very daunting when you realize, you know, because I'm trying to remember how old my son was. And like I said, he's going to be 29. He tells me things now. I'm trying to remember. It was like second or third grade when we realized there was an issue. And it can be a little, it can throw you. But once you get out there and get engaged with other people, who have special needs children, it really is eye-opening, but it's a great support mechanism too, don't you think?
Oh, it's so amazing.
Yeah,
I kind of helped coach basketball skills here recently.
Okay.
And just to see the parents out on the court with their kids, you know, how often does that really happen in a normal quote-unquote setting?
Right.
So just to see everybody working together and helping everybody else's kids, and it's been great.
Visiting again with Courtney, Adam, and Austin Traeger, Special Olympics family and their athlete. Austin's the athlete. There he is, exactly. And his class is listening out there, so good deal going to Mount Zion. It really is something special when you get around the competitions, because it was an eye-opening for you the first time?
It really was. Everybody cheers for everybody. There is no, yes, they are still competitive. They are still athletes. But watching everyone standing at the finish line, you know, and at a track meet, and everybody is cheering for every single person who's crossing that finish line, it's just, it's an amazing feeling.
And there's a lot of people there, too.
It really...
there's a whole lot of people there.
Exactly. I mean, you know, because, and especially, and one of the things that I was talking with Dana Floyd about from the Park District, it's fun when you see the volunteers, especially the younger generation volunteers, get engaged. Because it really is something, you get drawn in because you see these people, these individuals who have no preconceived notions. They're not judgmental. They're out there supporting and cheering each other on, and it's, and the parents and the caregivers feed on that because we realize that here are people out there that they kind of, that it really kind of makes you feel sometimes they're better individuals and better human beings than we are sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and I mean, it really is kind of an eye-opening experience because of the, you know, just the way special needs individuals see life. Because it really kind of is eye-opening for everybody else, and I encourage folks to get involved. Is he going to keep continuing on down the road and competing?
Absolutely. It's so, been so nice to find things that we didn't know he'd be interested in. You know, he absolutely loved basketball.
That's great.
And, you know, without Special Olympics, I don't think he would have had the opportunity to experience that the way that he did.
That's outstanding. So are we going to be plunging coming up March 2nd?
Well, we're jumping.
We are. We have a team ready to go.
What's the name of your team?
So our team is Team Austin and the Dreamcatchers. So if anyone wants to find our team and donate, we would greatly appreciate it.
That's going to be awesome. So, but, you got to have the costume thing. I know that the Dreamcatchers will have their special costumes. But, Dad, I have a feeling you're going to come up with something special and unique for that plunge.
Have some friends that are going to join us, and we're just going to have fun and jump in, and it's going to be a surprise.
He's
what
already
do.
Had some friends pulling up ideas online
of
what they should wear, so it could be interesting.
It's going to be fun.
That's awesome.
I'm ready.
Well, I tell you what, I look forward to seeing you guys down at Lake Decatur on March 2nd. It really is going to be a lot of fun. Again, registration starts at 10. And, you know, how important, what would you say to folks who may be thinking about or kind of on the fence about, you know, coming out and plunging or supporting? Why is it so important for you to continue to see the success and the continued funding for Special Olympics?
So it has been so nice for us that our son is able to try so many different sports at really no cost to us because these fundraisers help provide the funds for that. So, you know, because things like swimming lessons can be very expensive, and not knowing if your child is going to like it or not, sometimes putting that money in there yourself is a little daunting. Mm-hmm. But to be able for him to go out and try that, and then if he doesn't like it, you know, then we don't have to continue without that financial burden. So that has been really nice.
So vitally important for Special Olympics and the Polar Plunge. Raise those monies. Keep these athletes out there and keep everybody engaged because that's really what it's all about. Because they are such a joy to be around. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really is. And it really is a lot of fun. So all the best to you, young man.
Say thank you.
Austin, along with his parents, Courtney and Adam Traeger, joining us, Special Olympics athlete and his parents. The Polar Plunge coming up March 2nd. PlungeIllinois.com is the website. Go there, sign up now, click on the locations tab right there at the top, and sign up for the Decatur Polar Plunge. Again, it's coming up Saturday, March 2nd at the Beach House on Lake Decatur. 12:39, 58 degrees. More Decatur today coming up on News Radio 101 FM.
Rural life just got more rewarding. Introducing the new Rural King Rewards Visa. One card, lots of benefits. Like 5% in rewards on Rural King purchases, 3% on gas, groceries, and dining, and more. Plus, we'll give you $20 in Rural King rewards upon approval. Rack them up, then reward yourself with what you love, like that tractor you've been eyeing. Apply today at ruralking.com/visa. Rules and restrictions apply. See terms and conditions for complete details. Subject to credit approval. Credit cards are issued by UMB Bank, N.A.
Space. You need it, I need it. But where do we get it? Well, those who are particular and appreciate getting the most for their hard-earned money go straight to the best. Coach House Garages. And you get a lot more than just space for your stuff. You benefit from increased property value, a nice accent to your home, and carpenter-built construction that's second to none. Go to CoachHouseGarages.com and
Find the extra space for your place.
More than just a garage. More than just a garage. It's a coach house.
PowerNet, an affordable wireless broadband solution from Shelby Electric Cooperative, offering speed so fast you'll stream. No, I said stream speed so fast you'll stream. To learn more about PowerNet, visit their website, www.pwr-net.coop. That's pwr-net.coop. Or call them today at 774-2323. That's 774-2323 to get speed so fast you'll stream. I give up.
Want peace of mind knowing you have power when the weather or other unforeseen situation knocks your power out? Call Shelby Energy Company today and talk to them about a Generac whole house generator. Also ask them about current incentives going on to include a monthly discount on your electric bill by signing up for the residential interruptible rate plan. Call Shelby Energy Company today, 774-2311. That's 774-2311. And have peace of mind with a Generac generator. Shelby Energy Company is the LP Gas subsidiary of Shelby Electric Cooperative.
Happy New Year from your Decatur Area Best Brands Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Start the new year off in style with quality new home furnishings and save up to 70% off retail. Over $4 million of all the top brands of furniture and mattresses by Ashley, Sealy, Homestretch, Purple, Coaster, Tempur-Pedic, and more are in stock and available for immediate pickup or super fast home delivery. Sectionals, sofas, recliners, dining sets, bedroom groups, lift chairs, wall art, rugs, occasional tables, power bases, and mattresses. You name it, we have it. Sealy Queen mattresses from $249. Beautyrest Black, Purple, and Tempur-Pedic mattress closeouts 50% off. Five-piece dining sets from $299. Sofas from $499. And sectionals from $699. Good credit, no credit, bad credit. We have quick and easy payment plans for everyone, so you can enjoy your new furniture or mattress now and pay later. Stop by and apply today at your Decatur Best Brands Furniture and Mattress Outlet, located at 1383 East Pershing Road, next to Big Lots. Best Brands Furniture and Mattress Outlet. When you want it now, and you want it for less.
Informative, stimulating, continuous. You have the power of information at your fingertips. News Radio 101 WZUS.
News Radio 101 FM. 1242, 58 degrees. It is Decatur today. And our Law Enforcement Torch Run Forward Plunge Takeover Show for Special Olympics Illinois is continuing until 1. PlungeIllinois.com, March 2nd, 12 o'clock. All the plunging gets underway. Registration begins out there at the Beach House of Lake Decatur at 10 a.m. on the 2nd. But you are encouraged to sign up now. You can donate. You can register to plunge. But the most important thing that you can do is support Special Olympics and our Special Olympics athletes here in Central Illinois. And to that end, always good to catch up. Jonathan St. Clair joins us here in the studios. And you are a Special Olympics athlete as well, too, right?
Yes, I am.
And how long have you been competing in Special Olympics?
I've been doing Special Olympics since I was 8 years old.
Okay. And so you've done it a while now.
Yes, I have.
And what do you compete in?
I compete in bowling, bocce, basketball, and I used to compete in other sports when I was younger, but
hey, we all get a little older and it gets a little harder sometimes, right? Oh, why did you like competing, and why do you like competing in Special Olympics?
Because Special Olympics for me is fun. When I was younger, my mother got me involved in Special Olympics. It is a good thing to do. It's a fun thing to do. I'm just out there to have fun. No matter if I win or lose or not, as long as I'm out there having fun with my friends. I made all wonderful friends throughout the years and through different areas and stuff. And Special Olympics for me is just the most important thing. You know, I grew great friendships over the years.
One of the things that I always love about, especially when we get to go to competitions, is watching you guys all cheer each other on, because everybody is all kind of in the same boat, right? And you realize how important it is to support each other as individuals too, right?
Yes, that's true. And Special Olympics for people out there, I know there's a lot of athletes throughout the state of Illinois that will love to compete with Special Olympics. And I know some kids, can never have an opportunity to do that. But I'm very, very blessed that I had an opportunity to do something that I really love to do. And I'm never gonna get too old to do it because, you know, it's a very important thing to me. I mean, I'm just the type of person to just go out there and just give it all I got. I mean, it's my time to shine. I'm not so much just bragging about how good I am.
No, but that's awesome.
I mean, Special Olympics has been very important to me. And I'm always supported other athletes and the coaches. And I'm so glad that we got volunteers out there that willing to go to the competitions and help out and, you know, support us athletes. I mean, I think it's very important for people to understand and to support and donate to Special Olympics, because wasn't for Special Olympics, none of us athletes will have nothing to do.
Absolutely.
And it's just the thing for me. And I think people need to understand what Special Olympics is really about. It's about the athletes. It's the coaches. The coaches has, you know, worked with us over the years. You know, it's just a fun thing to do.
You know, I couldn't have put it better myself. And again, Jonathan St. Clair is a Special Olympics athlete, here on News Radio 101 FM, as Decatur Today is devoting the entire show to the Polar Plunge in Special Olympics, Illinois. You also, you know, it also probably helps you out, you know, in your everyday life as well. You have a regular job that you go to. You actually were supposed to be on last hour. You ended up having to stay at work for a little while longer, didn't you?
Well, yes, I had to. And it's
so, but what do you do?
What I do, I work Kroger's in Mount Zion.
Okay.
I work in the dairy department. I actually work three different departments sometimes. I work dairy, I work frozen, and I work grocery. I enjoy my job.
How long have you been there?
14 years.
14 years out at Kroger, about 36 East.
Yep.
You know what? Would you say Special Olympics has helped you in your time throughout working at Kroger?
Yes, it has. And it gives me ability, it gives me courage, and I'm all the coaches I've had over the years was so wonderful. They really helped me, and like I said, I grew great friendships. I mean, Special Olympics, I mean, a lot of people think that Special Olympics is just, you know, for just disability, handicapped kids,
right,
which it is.
Right.
And, you know, anymore, there's a lot of people just think, just like when I'm married, and me and my wife, we went to a movie called Champion.
Mm-hmm.
You heard of it.
Yes.
It's got, what's his name that played in White Man Can't Jump? But
Woody Harrelson.
Yeah. And we went to the movies one time, me and my wife did, because I wanted to see it, because it's about Special Olympic athletes like me.
Right.
And some of those, a lot of those kids, they can't do like me, like can't get a job, can have a job, but can't drive and can't get married and stuff. And I just think that people should understand, if anybody is going to judge people like that, people shouldn't be judging people like that. I don't believe in that.
Right.
Okay. I have friends that are like that. I have friends at Making Resources that are like that, you know? And like I said, I went to see the movie. It was a good movie. And there was four people in the back that was kind of snickering and making fun of the movie and making fun of the kids. And
that's got to be hard.
Yeah. And I wanted to say something, but I'm a nice person.
Right.
I have a heart. But I always want to go up to him and say, look, this is not the time. If you didn't want to see the movie, don't come. It's for kids. kids like that.
Absolutely. It sounds like the one thing that you want to say is, you guys are just like everybody else. You want to be accepted and live your life and be happy and successful just like everybody else. And it sounds like you are on a great path to that. And I wish you nothing but the best in moving forward. 14 years at Kroger. That's terrific, my friend. You know, so if you could say the one thing that you want folks to do is to support Special Olympic athletes and to support the Polar Plunge, you know, what would be the one thing that you would want them to know about that?
Well, that's a good question. No one's ever asked me that before. I just want the people to have fun.
Right.
I mean, I just, like I said, I just don't believe in, you know, people like disability kids like that, they're humans just like us.
Right.
Okay. We're all different.
Right.
We was born different.
Yep.
Okay. I never criticize people like that because I have a learning disability.
Right.
Okay. Yes. And I'm going to college out of Richland, but I'm not letting my learning disability to hold me back.
That's exactly right.
And, you know, I've been teased when I was in school. But you know what? The way I look at it, I was in special ed. I got the help I need.
There you go.
And look where I'm at now.
Bravo to you, my friend.
And I'm happy.
Congratulations. We'll look for you. Got to work Polar Plunge Day, though, right?
Yes,
but you want everybody to sign up as well, though, too, right?
Yes, I want people to sign up for the Polar Plunge. If you don't want to go out and plunge, just, you know, make a donation to Special Olympics. It helps a lot. It helps us to keep the sports going, especially, you know, not just for Macon County, just for the whole state of Illinois. Just go out there and support the athletes and just support the people.
Couldn't have put it better myself. Always a pleasure. It has been great catching up with you, Jonathan. I wish you nothing but the best. Have a great rest of the afternoon.
Thank you for having me, and I hope everybody that listened to this can see me at Kroger's and tell me what you guys think.
Stop by and see him. Kroger on Route 36 East out in Mount Zion. Jonathan, take care, my friend. Thanks a bunch for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Jonathan St. Clair on News Radio 101 FM. One more segment to go. We'll come back and put a cap on this special edition of Decatur Today coming up on News Radio 101 FM.
No matter the budget, Huff Lumber and Home Specialties can help. Update your kitchen today with financing options available. Huff Lumber and Home Specialties offers free consultation and design services. From start to finish, their designer and project manager will handle the entire process, taking the hassle out of your hands. They offer several cabinet lines to meet your budget. Get your dream kitchen today. Contact Huff Lumber and Home Specialties to schedule a visit or stop by their showroom at Imboden and Route 51 in South Shores. Huff Lumber and Home Specialties, your model experts on any budget.
North or south, no matter where you live, Wathan Auto Repair has you covered. Wathan Auto Repair has two great locations in Decatur so they can give you the convenience and your vehicle the best in service. From oil changes to brakes to suspension and alignment work, Wathan Auto Repair can do it all at both locations. And it doesn't matter if your vehicle is foreign or domestic, simply choose which location is more convenient for you and Wathan Auto Repair will have you covered. Wathan Auto Repair, 3162 North Woodford, 217-791-5682, or at 1615 South Taylorville Road, 217-428-5421. Find them online at WathanAutoRepair.com and on Facebook.
I'm meteorologist Anthony Peoples with a look at your News Radio 101 weather forecast. It'll be a very windy and warm afternoon with a high of 58, winds approaching 40 miles per hour. There may be a few showers this evening into early tonight, a low of 47. Breezy and warmer tomorrow, 63, a few showers, maybe a rumble of thunder Friday evening, Friday night, Saturday morning. Breezy and cooler this weekend, 48 on Saturday, 43 on Sunday, and only 38 Monday with a wintry mix possible. I'm meteorologist Anthony Peoples. That's your WAND weather forecast.
Giving you something to talk about every day in Decatur. The power of information at 100.9 News Radio 101 WZUS.
There's something wrong with the world today. I don't know what it is. Something's wrong with our eyes.
News Radio 101 FM, 1254, 58 degrees. Decatur today, working our way down, but one more segment to go. And to that end, for our very special Law Enforcement Torch Run Special Olympics Polar Plunge Takeover Show on News Radio 101 FM, Avery Pfeiffer and her mom, Nicole, joining us in the studios. Avery, you are a Special Olympics athlete, is that correct?
Yep.
What are you competing in?
Bowling, baseball, swimming.
You practice swimming, but you practice.
So you're practicing swimming,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, and bowling, too.
And bowling as well. Who are you bowling for? Park District or Dreamcatchers?
Dreamcatchers.
There you go. Okay. How are you liking it so far?
It's pretty good.
Okay. How long you been doing it?
8 years.
Yeah, 8 years.
8 years. So you got some time under your belt, right?
Yep.
What's your best game?
Bowling.
No. Have you kept track of what your highest score was?
Yeah.
What was that?
She gets in the hundreds.
No, really, that's awesome. That's great. Why is bowling in Special Olympics important to you?
I just... just for...
Do you like being around your friends, obviously,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, being around my hand friends.
Okay. And, Mom, obviously, it's important to for her to stay engaged, too, right? Because, you know, just having that social interaction and being around other people and just... really getting that camaraderie and support together from each other. It's really got to be, you know, pretty important to you as a parent, right?
Yeah.
So, obviously, you got, how old are you, Avery?
17.
It was obviously important for you to get her involved at a young age, right? And so, how old were you when you started to compete?
Eight.
8 years old. Okay. So you've been at it for almost 10 years now.
I know.
You know? And so, are you going to be plunging out at the Polar Plunge this year?
She won't be, but her brothers and sister-in-law and their friends will be doing it for her.
Okay.
And that is the day before her 18th birthday.
Ah.
So they will make a special shout out for Avery.
That's awesome. So you're gonna come down and cheer everybody on though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, we definitely want to see you down there, especially at the post-plunge party, because it's a lot of fun. But it really is very cool that you guys all get out there. I notice you guys all cheer each other on when you're at competitions. Why is that important?
I just watch them. The teamwork.
Oh, and it shows teamwork as yeah. well, too. That's exactly right. You know, it really is a great. I was out at the bowling competition last year up in Champaign, and, you know, just a lot of fun. But also, you know, as parents and adults, we come out there, and as the volunteers come out there and get engaged as well, it really is. You know, as I've said earlier on the show, it really is kind of addicting almost sometimes because you feed off the energy that you, the athletes, supply because everybody is always cheering on each other and supporting each other, right?
Yeah.
All right. Where do you go to school at?
Mount Zion.
What grade?
12th grade.
12th grade. Going to be graduating soon.
Yeah, this year, though. This year? Yep.
All right. What are you going to do after you graduate?
You going back for your super senior year?
Yeah, I'm going back for my super senior.
Super senior year. Yep. My son did that as well, too, and he had a great time
after
with it.
After my super senior, I'll be done.
There you go. Exactly. Well, you're going to keep on competing, aren't you? Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Avery, it has been a pleasure meeting you. I hope you have great success bowling, and I hope you have a great time. And a happy early birthday to you.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, we'll see you at the Polar Plunge. We'll give you a shout-out for your birthday down there, too.
Oh, boy.
Nicole, thanks a lot for coming in, too.
Thank you.
Nicole and her daughter, Avery Pfeiffer,
yep.
with our Special Olympics athletes to put a cap on the Polar Plunge Takeover Show right here on News Radio 101 FM. PlungeIllinois.com. Get your team together. Get signed up. We want to see you, and we want to fill up Lake Decatur with tons of plungers for this year, and we want to really, really, really support our Special Olympics athletes by registering and getting cold but having a great time at the Polar Plunge coming up March 2nd. That's just about going to do it for us. Busy show away on the way again tomorrow, so make sure you keep it right here throughout the rest of the afternoon. It is Decatur Today. on WZUS-FM, Macon Decatur, News Radio 101 FM. If you missed any of our special show, you'll be able to check out the podcast. That'll be available shortly after 1 o'clock at DecaturRadio.com.
You're listening to 100.9 WZUS-FM Macon Decatur. We're always first with the news and talk of Decatur. News Radio 101 FM.
This is a special report from ABC News, Trump on the